the rest of the story. Judy is 14. She is emptying a bottle of aspirin into her mouth, is swallowing the pills, all of them, as fast as she can. 100 tablets and 3 glasses of water later, she is satisfied that she has killed herself. How simple it will be to be dead. The complex alternative that she is fleeing is, well, that's the rest of the story. Little Judy could read music before she could read words. At the age of 5, she began piano lessons, but her talent was more than early apparent. It was extraordinary. She had only to hear a melody once, any melody, and she could play it back perfectly on the piano. Soon she began composing her own melodies. Judy must, her parents resolved, have the best musical education available. When she was 10, the family moved to Denver. Her father quickly located and approached the finest piano teacher in town, Antonia Brico, former student of composer Jean Sibelius, whose fondly inscribed and autographed photo was displayed prominently in Dr. Brico's imposing studio. Similarly framed treasures glared down from the walls upon the 2 Steinway grand pianos. Signed photographs of Albert Schweitzer and Queen Juliana and other dignitaries. Currently, Dr. Brico conducted the Denver Businessmen's Symphony. She taught only a few extremely gifted pupils. No time to waste on the merely ambitious. But after an interview and an examination of little Judy's prodigious pianistic abilities, the fledgling was promptly welcomed into Dr. Brico's promising flock. She progressed with startling facility, was introduced to her teacher's old friend Toscanini when he visited Denver. Little Judy was even invited to perform with the symphony, and she did so triumphantly. And yet, despite her brilliant successes, her father's expectations seemed always to exceed them. He kept urging her to play works of greater and greater difficulty and to learn them more and more quickly. And Judy's protests were often greeted with the admonition, "You can, if you want to." That's how it is that one day Judy decided she didn't want to anymore, so she took that bottle of aspirin and lay down to die. In this endeavor, Judy did not succeed. Rescue arrived in time, and Judy survived. But by now she knew that no matter how hard she tried, she could never be the perfect daughter, nor the perfect pianist. She could only be herself. What you've just heard happened one springtime precisely 4 decades ago, and what wonders those years have since rendered. For the promising young pianist turned instead to songwriting and to singing. And the sound of her voice thus lifted, fulfilled its destiny, echoing in the ears and resounding in the hearts of millions all over the world. You never knew the piano prodigy, haunted and taunted by the unattainable goal of perfection. The young girl who nearly lost everything in a moment of exasperation. But you do know the woman that girl became. Judy Collins, the Judy Collins. And now you know the rest of the story.